All right, so this is using the same data set, except that this analysis is looking at postpartum visit receipt and its association with postpartum contraceptive use. All right, so again, it was 2012 to 2013 Florida PRAMS data. We also had a new question that was added to phase 7 of Florida PRAMS beginning in 2012, and that was our question 69, which is, since your new baby was born, have you had a postpartum checkup for yourself? So that was our main outcome of interest, along with question 68, which asks about which type of birth control are you or your partner using now to keep from getting pregnant. So we categorized the survey responses to question 68 based on the level of effectiveness defined by the CDC, and that graphic a lot of you guys are familiar with is shown on this slide here. We created an any birth control group corresponding to women who indicated using any type of birth control methods listed on the slide. We then created mutually exclusive effectiveness categories based on the information shown here. So we have a most effective, which includes the long-acting reversible contraceptions, as well as sterilization, moderately effective, least effective, and then none. And so there's a lot of times when women are fall into more than one category, so if that was the case, we classify them in the most effective category that they responded to. Okay, so this flowchart explains how we got our final sample size. As we're interested in assessing postpartum contraception use, we needed to impose several exclusions to make sure that we were assessing the right population. So these are women that are able to get pregnant and are sexually active. So several of these restrictions have been used in previously published studies, which are included on my reference slide. So to be included in this population, women had to have participated in the Florida PRAMS survey, had valid responses to the questions of interest, not been currently pregnant or trying to become pregnant, and were sexually active. And I know a lot of people in this room are familiar with the PRAMS survey and have worked with it before, but I thought it was important to note that there are times when PRAMS may ask the same thing on different questions. So that was the case when we were trying to identify women who were not sexually active. So on both our question 67, which is, what are your reasons for not doing anything to keep from getting pregnant, women could answer that they were not having sex. And then in question 68, which is, what kind of birth control are you using now to keep from getting pregnant, women could also respond that they were not having sex. So if they answered either yes to either of those circumstances, then they were excluded from our survey, or from our sample. Okay, so this table shows the overall prevalence of our outcomes of interest. As you see, the majority of new mothers in Florida had a postpartum visit, with 88.6%, which is pretty high, and 87.8% were using any form of birth control. Most women who were using birth control fell into the moderately effective category with 32.3%. Interestingly enough, statistically significant differences were not seen by demographic characteristics for differences between the birth control types. And again, that data is not shown, but the characteristics that were assessed were race, ethnicity, maternal age, education, marital status, and postpartum insurance type. Okay, so this table provides the unadjusted and adjusted prevalence ratios resulting from Poisson regression, again, using Stata. And after adjustment, women with the postpartum visit were 1.3 times more likely to use a most effective method and 1.4 times more likely to use a moderately effective method than women without a postpartum visit. Women with a postpartum visit were also less likely to leave using no method. Okay, so in conclusion, overall, most new mothers in Florida had a postpartum visit and were using some form of contraception. Women with a postpartum visit were more likely to be using a most or moderately effective form of postpartum contraception. However, it is important to note that less than one-third of new mothers were using a most effective form of contraception. So what this may indicate is that access to a provider is not a barrier for most women in the postpartum period, but perhaps there's lack of knowledge among providers about long-acting reversible contraception. So education and training on the use of LARCs is a major component to increasing LARC use. Other research has shown that only 7% roughly of providers offer IUDs in the immediate postpartum period, and nearly one-third of providers reported lack of training as a barrier to the use of contraception implants and advocating for use to their patients. So this information supports the need for expansion of statewide family planning efforts, including increasing funding to secure more LARCs and encouraging providers to be trained in LARC methods, as well as to counsel their patients about these methods. So to more fully understand the postpartum contraceptive practices of Florida women, we're using these results to supplement an application to examine Medicaid data, which I know a lot of states have already secured this data and are looking at postpartum contraceptive use, but gaining access to a claims data set will allow us to establish temporality and to gain a better understanding of LARC use in Florida. And these are my acknowledgments. Thank you.